It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
The game for Louisville basketball tonight, Jeff Walls.
I said it at our beginning of the year. I said, this is going to be a team that's going to take some time. You got to be patient with us. And we have several of our fans out there that weren't. And, oh, it's a bad year. It's a bad year. Well, if it's a bad year, I'd hate to see what a really bad year it looks like. But I don't think it's too bad because it's not over yet.
We'll learn in a few hours. They play at 10 o'clock tonight, so 4 hours away. It's on ESPN. Hi, Haley.
10 o'clock at night?
Dude, I stayed up. Ian, did you stay up for this one, too? UCLA, Gonzaga?
I did not stay up for all of that one, no.
It was so good.
That's 2 hours past my bedtime.
It was, I went to bed about 12:30 this morning.
Oof.
But I couldn't give it up on because UCLA and Gonzaga were going back and forth. And what did Scott Davenport, did he pick Gonzaga? Maybe he didn't pick.
He didn't really pick that one. He talked a lot about Mick Cronin, but he didn't go all in on UCLA, I don't think.
Because remember he kept talking about Gonzaga as, oh, they were like Bellarmine.
Yeah.
They didn't have a band.
He said it was going to be a very high-level game, which it was, But yeah, I don't think he picked a winner in that one.
Drew Timmy was brilliant again.
Timmy!
I thought he was gone.
No, he came back. He's another one of those guys like Oscar and Armando Bacot that they don't really work in today's NBA. They're not big enough to be a real five. They don't shoot it well enough. They don't guard and pick and roll well enough. They're just perfect college players, but not really a big future for any of them.
I do like seeing their family members. We were just kidding about Haley Van Lith's brother.
Oh.
The dad looks over at him and goes, Tanner!
Did after he really?
I think he said, you just got your kicked.
Or yes.
And dad's a fan, and all of a sudden he turns into dad. Tanner!
Good.
And that was just funny. But Drew Timmy's parents last night, they're showing them and showing... You know, I love all those because those parents are the ones who are driving into these little practices and their little kids. I want to go to basketball camp. It costs $150. I want to go to basketball.
Yeah.
And then, boom, here we are.
Still forcing them to go when for 2 weeks during the season they're like, I don't want to do it anymore. Gotta love parents.
Indeed. Toughen it out. Drew Timmy from Gonzaga.
Yeah, when he asked me, it was stronger words than what he used. I just said, yeah, make it.
Oh, that was the coach. Excuse me. That's Mark Few talking about a bomber that came in there. All right, Timmy on here.
It's crazy. I can't even really describe it. I'm not speechless too much, and I'm pretty speechless after that. I mean, but I am the number one Julian Strother fan forever now.
they were brilliant, but they buried this three late in that game. UCLA clawed back. They were down, I think, 10. It seems like it was 10 with a few minutes left. Claw their way back in, take the lead, and then Gonzaga goes right down, boom, get out of here.
It was kind of a game of big leads. I know UCLA was up big at halftime. What was it, 12, 13 points, and then Gonzaga swings it back, and then UCLA gets it back again.
So it's going to be great fun tonight here in Louisville. We've got these four teams, and have you noticed all the fans coming by? If I did a poll of people walking past our window, I'm going to go with Princeton on this. They've got a lot more fans than I expected them to have here. I know Bama's going to have a ton.
Did you see they had an entire band come through Princeton?
Was that the Princeton band?
I think that's what Jeff Milby was saying.
Miles said, I heard him right before one of the newscasts, he was talking in my ear, and he said, there's a whole band walking down 4th Street Live right now.
It's a whole band. It really was live on 4th Street Live.
I was like, well, I can't see them from where I'm buried back here, but I'll take your word for it.
Gonzaga's like Bellarmine. They didn't have a band!
I love that. They got one now.
I loved that out of Scott Davenport last night, though. Although his predictions were not 100%. He took Michigan
State. He was 1-1 last night.
Okay.
He took Michigan State. And
but he got Florida Atlantic right.
Correct.
Which is the one he was confident about, and that was the big upset, wasn't it?
Yes.
Well, not big
upset.
Well,
not huge.
But yeah.
But tonight, I would say San Diego State knocking off one seed Bama.
Yeah, that would be the big upset of the weekend if he were to get that one right.
He picked that last night.
No way, Scotty. Oh, come on.
What did he say, Ian? What did he say about San Diego State?
They're too old.
They're old guys.
They're too experienced. Mm-hmm. And they're too physical for those Alabama youngsters. He didn't say youngsters, but that's what he meant.
Yeah, Alabama, I don't know. I think they're pretty rough and tumble in there, too.
They got a lot of physical guys. It's different, though. Like, they're the really long, lean athletes. And not that the San Diego State guys aren't athletes, but a few of those guys look more like football players playing basketball than the Alabama guys do.
And tonight's second game is Princeton versus Creighton, mm-hmm. and not many people are giving Princeton a chance.
Yeah, it's the biggest spread of the night. I think it's 9.5. Mm-hmm. Creighton is the favorite, and like we talked about earlier, the Blue Jays were a top-10 team. They were rolling through the beginning part of their schedule. They had a few injuries. They had a few issues once they got to the conference season, but they're playing well again, so it's going to be a fun matchup.
But it's Jeff Walls we'll be concerned with around there, even though these games are going on here in the Nest where the Louisville women play, being used by the men's regional out west in Seattle, Seattle, Washington. That's the way it was spelled on Wave TV.
What?
Kendrick Haskins was doing a live shot from Seattle a little while ago, and whoever's running the graphics over at Wave spelled Seattle that way.
Oh, boy.
I was like, these kids?
Listen, you can't blame it on the kids, because I can totally see some old fogey with the glasses lighting up. How do you spell that city? And getting it wrong.
No, because old fogies would have checked it 4 times before they put it up there.
Don't they have autocorrect on those Chiron machines?
Right, that I don't understand, or at least has a big red line underneath it showing you, hey, idiot.
This is incorrect.
And I spell every word wrong. I'm horrible at spelling. But still, Seattle?
But you read enough to where you know when you read a word that is misspelled, it looks like that doesn't look right.
Yeah, it looks weird.
As soon as that Seattle popped on the screen, I was like, poor Kendrick. Mm-hmm. He has no idea. Because Kendrick's standing there, and he looks like the dummy. And he's a guy just standing in Seattle. He has no idea what it says on the screen.
You can't see the lower third. What are you talking about?
Jeff Walls, we're at it tonight.
We have figured something out, and I'm not saying, you know, we have all the interest because we don't. But we have figured out how to get our kids to play the best when it matters. You know, it's not like we've won. I think we've won one conference, a tournament championship, okay? One, because 3 games in 3 days is not what we're built for. It's just not what we're built for. But you give us a game, day off, rest, scout, play the next, we're pretty darn good.
I would have lost that bet if you'd have said that Louisville only won one conference championship?
Since they joined the ACC, yeah.
What is that, 7, 8, 9 years?
Since 2014, yeah.
Yeah, wow. 9 years. I would have just guessed more. I don't know why.
No, they won it a couple years ago, I think.
They're so consistently good. That's why you would have guessed more.
Well, like you said, that's not how they're built. They're built to play a game, get ready in a day, go play another game, because they're pretty good at this NCAA tournament thing. What is it, 6 straight Sweet 16s? Only 2 other programs have a streak that long or longer? Not bad.
Haley Van Lith is back in her neighborhood.
I'm really, really excited to play in front of my hometown and people that I grew up around. I know that there's going to be a lot of people from Wenatchee and Cashmere, all type of different support. So I'm hoping that it feels like a home game here for us.
I'm thinking that's a different Cashmere than the one that Led Zeppelin sings about.
Yeah, I don't know that they've ever. I'm sure they went to Seattle at one point, but they've probably never been to Cashmere there in Washington.
Is it spelled like the sweater? Do we think out there in Washington State?
Let me look.
Because
it up.
Cashmere in the mountains is Kashmir, but that must be Kashmere.
It is.
K Cashmere.
That would get misspelled on the Chiron as well. I'm just saying.
You bet. Yeah. So somebody's going to spell the Led Zeppelin way. I'm sure that happens once a week on the stations in that area.
If you're Gonzaga, you've got to take the first good shot you get. Strother for the lead.
Madness. He hit the shot from the March Madness logo.
Madness, they call it madness.
It's madness, I say.
Mayday.
Madness!
Thriller! Madness. Madness, I call it madness.
Michigan State, going to take a quick two. They're down three. Hall finding Walker. Walker, and he's struck by Noel. Ball is loose. Noel comes out of the path. Noel dribbles, and he lays it in. Count the basket in Kansas State.
Welcome to Louisville. Glad to have you here for the South Regional. Action gets underway in about 15 minutes at the KFC Yum Center. This is Haley and the Knobs. We'll get into some other stories, including... she took the stand, didn't she?
She took the stand.
Gwyneth Paltrow. See if we can get any of that sound for you. Coming up here on News Radio 840 WHAS.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
You're with News Radio 840 WHAS. I'm crying a little bit because I'm worried about Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh,
what if
no.
she loses, Haley?
Oh, no. I thought you were sad because the cameras had to be on her.
They did. Apparently, she took the stand today in the fourth day of her ski crash trial.
How has this taken
right.
4 days?
4 days.
Right. And wait a minute, just to wrap, to catch people up, it was a guy who's an optometrist, and he's 70-something years old, and he got 4 broken ribs. But she says he ran into her.
One of them don't see so good. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, right.
And in court, Gwyneth was wearing glasses most of the day, so her eyesight.
Did you see any pictures
be...
of her, any video?
Today?
Yes.
Yes.
How does she look?
Inconvenienced.
Oh.
This
That's how you want to look if somebody's suing you.
The jury loves that when you look like you're bored. You're bored with the whole
process.
When
you could be anywhere else, and yet you're here.
I think I just pulled up a little audio. Paltrow.
Gwyneth.
Wondering if the ski crash was, quote, something perverted at first. What? Let's roll here and see what we get.
All right. There was a man pressing behind me, pressing into me. Mm-hmm. I was extremely upset.
Well, I was confused at first, and I didn't know exactly what was happening. It's a very strange thing to happen on a ski slope.
I agree.
I froze, and I would say I got very upset a couple seconds later.
Okay. Let me just continue on here. I just want to make sure that I got this all right. I didn't know if it was an intentional assault of a sexual nature.
Right.
Okay. Was he grinding and thrusting or something, or just the noises? What made you think it was a sexual assault?
So that was a quick thought that went through my head when I was trying to reconcile what was happening. I was skiing and 2 skis came between my skis, forcing my legs apart. And then there was a body pressing against me and there was a very strange grunting noise. So my brain was trying to make sense of what was happening. I thought, is this a practical joke? Is someone like doing something perverted? This is really, really strange. My mind was going very, very quickly and I was trying to ascertain what was happening.
Okay.
Wow. There's a lot going on here.
There's a lot to unpack. And one of the biggest things for me that I'm so confused about is how do we have 2 completely opposite stories? The optometrist says She ran me over and then kept going.
And didn't, witnesses have verified.
Yeah, didn't even stop. And in fact, looked back to see her kids, ran into him, kept going. But she says not only was she the one that was hit, but that he weaseled the skis between her legs and started grunting behind her.
It was a sexual assault.
And
wow!
I'm not one to question stuff like that, but that is a big jump from one story to another. So I'm interested to see what the jury thinks, because this is truly wilder than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, I had not previewed that audio, and I was shocked just listening at how this story, the narratives. I mean, there's a lot of creative writing that goes on in the legal world. Mm-hmm. So somebody at some point, did they just say, you know, let's turn the narrative and flip this around? Or all these witnesses are liars. I mean, it's like, oh, okay. It's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. She's suing for $1 and her legal fees. And he's suing for $300,000, although he originally sued for $3 million.
$3 million, right? Yeah.
Which is an oddity, for sure. That was Gwyneth Paltrow, in case you joined us in progress.
A.K.A. Goop, if you will.
The Goop lady, right. Being sued over a ski incident in Utah a couple of years ago that broke four ribs on an elderly optometrist.
It was a sexual assault, and she only wants $1 in legal fees, huh?
Good
that
point.
Seems reasonable.
That's what Taylor Swift did, though. Remember when she was actually sexually assaulted? The guy grabbed her backside, and
right.
She sued for $1. Come on, Ian, get it together.
That was their dividing of her legs and weird grunting? Or
that was a dude who grabbed Taylor Swift's butt during a photo op.
It was a radio dude.
Radio dude. Oh, no,
well, you could sue us for $300 million. We don't have it, so what are you going to get anyway?
It's hailing the knobs. We're all keeping our hands to ourselves on News Radio 840 WHAS.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Is the Super Bowl on again?
Rihanna, where are you?
What did we learn that she made significant money after the Super Bowl appearance? Because you don't get paid for that, but because of enhanced downloads or whatever. Wasn't that a story like a week or so after the Super Bowl?
Oh, maybe.
I think so. Just because you get so much more attention that, people just automatically, oh, yeah, I hadn't thought about Rihanna. Da, 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 da.
I didn't know that was her song. And then you go download it and listen to it a million times.
You think anybody bought a bunch of those puffy white coats?
Probably.
That's true. That's why they loan all those... all that jewelry, all those outfits to stars to wear on red carpets, or in this case, champagne carpets at the recent Academy Awards. So that people see it and go, I got to have that. And then why would you want the dress that was just displayed, a week later? Everybody's going to go, oh, that's the thing that Julia Roberts was wearing on the carpet the other night. I don't know. I never did quite understand it. But still... I guess it gets the designer's names out there. Rihanna had a little disturbing. She didn't have an encounter, but it could have been awful. TMZ said a man traveled from South Carolina to Los Angeles and tried to walk onto Rihanna's property yesterday.
Ooh,
it's probably a bad idea.
Yeah, really is.
That.
Questioned by security, the guy said, "Well, I'm here to propose to Rihanna."
Oh, well, then come right on through.
I'm guessing her soon-to-be two-time baby daddy ain't going to like that either.
No. Police were called. Officers determined the man hadn't broken any laws, asked him to leave and not return.
That is terrifying.
5 years ago, a man was arrested after he broke into Rihanna's home and waited there for her for over a day. That kind of stuff is like, oh, no, 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 crazy person, no.
When I first read this headline, I thought that this man was proposing to like his girlfriend. Right. Like they were, oh, this is Rihanna's mansion. Let's get engaged or and, whatever.
Yeah, it's that's a fancy exactly locale.
Right.
That's what I thought too when I read the headline.
And yeah, then once I read the story, I was like, oh no, it's much more perverted and
much
disturbing.
Worse.
Yeah. Disturbia. Good song choice, Ian, for that segment.
I was thinking ahead.
Yeah.
That's why people have to have those security, because people always wonder, why did such and such have to have six brutes to get into it? It was because of that guy.
Because of this stuff, yeah. Oof.
You guys are too young, but in 1989, there was an actress who was on a hit show, Rebecca Schaefer. She was on a show called My Sister Sam. She's only 21 years old. Some lunatic went to her door. She's 21, so I guess she lived in a more accessible
normal
place.
House, yeah.
Killed her. It was just a horrific story. And you know, she was just working. I think she was on a soap, a daytime soap, One Life to Live, and then went on with Pam Dauber from Mork and Mindy. They had a show called My Sister Sam, and then she just got wasted by some 19-year-old
crazy person, literally.
Who loved her. I love her. So it's like, again, just a horrific story, but something. You know, people like Rihanna have to worry about all these celebrity folks. Speaking of celebs, too, and I'm sure she has plenty of security, Beyonce is ending her partnership with Adidas. First off, I'm sorry, I didn't know she had a partnership with Adidas.
Yeah, for a few years now, she kind of had her own line, and I think...
A few drops from it, yeah.
Was this like a Kanye thing where it's an ongoing, you put out a series of things? You're obviously in music. You're not a basketball player, so... You just every so often release another one?
I think so. And I know that at least one of her more recent drops was the Ivy Parks.
I was going to say, I think some of it had to do with Blue Ivy as well.
Yeah.
Oh. Because it says in here, and I remember those staggering numbers that we heard when Kanye started spewing all that anti-Semitic stuff and then lost all of his contracts. And they're going, well, he lost $1 billion. What? $1 billion? It says here... A projected loss for Beyonce of $1.3 billion.
I didn't realize that it was that big of a moneymaker for her.
I don't know. Or maybe, no, that's a reference to him. He lost $1.3
billion.
Oh, he lost
$1.3 billion.
Okay. Hers is more like $500 million.
Okay.
Yeah, oof, she's
still too much money.
They're missing their goals by $250,000 in sales. More than $200 million over here. So Adidas apparently is ending its Ivy Park collaboration because it had only $40 million sales. So that still means a gigantic amount of money to Beyonce. But didn't you tell me she has other work?
I think she's starting another collection with Balmain's guy.
I don't know what that is.
Balmain is another fancy designer. But I think it's more, for at least from what I've been reading, it looks more like high fashion, not something us peasants would really get into. Look at that. It seems kind of more you'd see it on the runway, not necessarily on the street.
Oh, pretty fantastic.
Like couture? Is that the right word?
Yes, look at you. That's exactly the word.
That one gets thrown around
haute
during
couture.
Fashion week. I don't know what that means either, but I like
my wife watches a lot of those designer shows. I'm bound to pick up something.
Well, there you go. Well, Beyonce, that's a little bump for her that she and Jay-Z seem to be doing well. Mm-hmm. We'll just leave that at that. Anyway, there's a little business news for you. We'll close out Haley and the Knobs in a few minutes on our basketball frenzied week here in Louisville. Pulling hard for the Louisville Cardinals women's team, and they're playing on the West Coast tonight in SEATLLE, Washington.
Yep, that's how you spell it.
On TV earlier today. Back in a few, you're on News Radio 840 WHAS.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Kentucky quarterback Will Levis showed off a little bit today for pro scouts. He's pretty excited about it. This from BBN Tonight TV show.
A dog. Just an absolute dog. I was so happy about his 40 today. People were saying, I was talking to some scouts. They're like, what do you think going on? Like, it's 4.65. And I was like, nah, just watch. And he, you could tell he put in the work, and he was able to get that great number for him. And
he's talking about Chris Rodriguez, his teammate, who apparently had a pretty fast 40 today.
He would have needed it. He is not. He doesn't appear to be the fastest guy you've ever seen on a football field.
I saw Levis. I saw some throws that looked pretty awesome. And but Ian, you said there were a few that weren't.
Yeah, he could spin it. Obviously, he's got big arm strength. He left a few long throws, short, little offline, but he also made a few. So it's pro day. It's all set up, you know, to make those guys look really good. So we'll have to see how it impressed.
A lot of teams are looking for quarterbacks. We think four. And the four choices are Will Levis from Kentucky, C.J. Stroud from Ohio State, Bryce Young from Bama, and what's his name, Franklin?
Anthony Richardson from Florida. From Florida.
The Florida guy. Mm. Is Will Levis the first quarterback?
Obviously, he's the first quarterback choice. No one is even a question.
Well, it's the number one pick, then. That would be the Carolina Panthers.
He just had dinner with them, didn't he?
Yeah.
He might as well already move there. Come on, job's his.
We need your predictions on NCAA basketball. Tonight, Miami of Florida is taking on Houston, and Houston's the one seed.
Ooh, Houston's got that one.
Houston over Miami, they've been hot. Okay.
I think so.
Cincinnati, Xavier takes on Texas. That's a 3-2.
Ooh, Xavier I like.
You're going to roll with Xavier tonight. Here in Louisville, San Diego State. What's the score on that game?
Right now it is 11-11, so it's knotted up. She can pick it without any lean there.
Scott Davenport said San Diego State was going to shock number one Alabama. What says Haley?
Scotty D knows what he's talking about. I'm going with that. Scotty, yes.
And then Princeton and Creighton tonight later in Louisville's Yum Center. That's the 15 versus the 6.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, Princeton, but Creighton's going to get the win. I'm sorry.
And most importantly,
the Louisville Cardinals on the West Coast.
That's right. Let's go Louisville. They've got it. No problem.
Cards are going to win this one tonight.
Oh, yeah. Haley's taking them to a win.
Haley's predictions are in. She'll be 100% right. Call your bookie now. Have a great weekend, everybody.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.